Missouri.
Declare the meeting open at 5:30 and acknowledge the traditional custodians, the Gariyada people, and recognise the contributions of Gariyada elders past, present, future in working together for the future of Port Hedland. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 3, recording of attendance. 3.1, attendance, the Deputy Mayor should be in the approved leave of absence section. So, change that. 3.2, apologies, there are nil. 3.3, approved leave of absence, the Deputy Mayor, Troy Melville. 3.4, disclosures of interest. Councillors, do I have any disclosures? Councillor Arif?
12.2.1, the Town of Port Hedland Heritage Inventory, that I'm a member of the Historical Society, I'll be declaring impartiality.
Thank you, Councillor Arif. Councillor Whitwell?
I'm declaring an impartiality interest because I'm a member of the Historical Society in relation to 12.2.1, the Town of Port Hedland Heritage Inventory.
Thank you, Councillor Whitwell. No other declarations?
Can I read out the panel?
Not yet.
Thank you, Councillor. Item 4, response to previous questions. 4.1, response to questions taken on notice from public at Ordinary Council meeting held on Wednesday, the 26th of July, 2017. 4.1.1 from Mr. John Peters. And okay, 4.2, response to questions taken on notice from elected members at Ordinary Council meeting held on Wednesday, the 26th of July 2017. There is nil. 4.3, response to questions taken on notice from the public at special council meeting held on Wednesday, the 26th of July 2017. 4.3.1 from Mr. Arnold Carter, and a response is given. And 4.3.2 from Mr. Scott Lowe, and the response is also given. Item 5, applications for leave of absence. Do I have any applications?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. The 4th of September to the 11th of September, I will be in town if any special meetings are called, any special briefings.
Thank you, Councillor Gillingham. Do I have any other applications? Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I am away from the 30th of September to the 9th of... Sorry, 30th of October, August to the 9th of September.
Thank you, Councillor Hooper. Do I have any other disclosures? Could I get a mover in those applications? Councillor Gillingham, do I have a seconder? Councillor Arif, do I have any against? Motion's passed 6-0. Item 6, attendance by telephone instantaneous communication. I have an application from Councillor Tavo to join in as soon as we vote on it. Do I have a mover? Thank you, Councillor Hooper. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Arif, do I have any against? Motion is passed 6-0. Can I get Councillor Tavo joined in?
Good evening.
Yes, yes. Councillor Tavo, do you have any disclosures of interest on tonight's agenda?
No.
Thank you. Okay. Item 7, public time. This meeting has been recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist in minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give your permission for recording your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is reminded that in accordance with Section 616 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless the person has been authorised, been given permission by the presiding member to do so. Members of the public also reminded that in accordance with Section 6174 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, mobile telephones must be switched off and not used during the meeting. In accordance with 673 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, members of the public are required to complete a question form and place the completed form in the tray provided. So, 7.1, public question time. I'll open public question time at 5:36. Invite any public questions? Can I get your full name and address, please, for the tape?
John Peters, President of Red Bears Association, 1-3-0. My question to the chair, question to the CEO. Did the mayor take your advice before his visit to Canberra in Perth?
CEO?
No, I'm asking you the CEO the question.
Oh, he's
the CEO.
The mayor.
Oh, yeah. Did this. What advice are you asking that I should have received from the CEO?
Well, I'm asking you the question whether the mayor took advice from the CEO to visit Canberra and Perth.
I take advice from the CEO. I take advice from all sorts of people and. So when I require advice from the CEO, I ask.
No, under Section 5.41 of the Local Law and Act, CEO should be advising you regarding your trips and all that. So did you take that advice?
I'm really unclear on what you're getting at. Can you be a bit clearer on what sort of advice am I supposed to be asking the CEO?
So the first thing question is, did you take advice? Yes or no?
I take advice from the CEO, yes.
And recent trip to Canberra and Perth, you took advice from CEO?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
That's all recorded, so that's fine. Did you have the permission of the council to visit the Canberra and Perth, Mr. Mayor?
To visit who?
Canberra and Perth.
I don't need the permission of the council to take a trip to visit the PM or the Prime Minister.
You don't need a permission.
No, is authorised by the CEO on my request.
What's authorised by the CEO?
On my request.
Okay. Under what Section of Local Government Act 1995, did you bypass the MLA and the Metro State leaders in Perth and bypassed Member of Parliament Melissa Price and went to meet the Prime Minister?
I didn't bypass anything. What I am doing is showing leadership in areas that are critical to the future development of Port Hedland.
Is this a federal issue or a state issue or a local government issue? I don't.
The issues that Hedland face have been the same issues for the last 30 or 40 years, and they're issues that I'm tackling head on. Whether they be community social dysfunction, whether they be child sex offences, whether they be police, law and order issues, I'm tackling them head on. And I will not make any apology for that at all.
Because I read here in the Western Australia, WA News of 6-7-2017, 20,000 kids in Australia affected by child abuse and 24,000 affected by domestic violence. And the cost is almost $36 billion per year. So this was a federal issue, and what was the need when you did not take your Member of Parliament to meet the Prime Minister? And why didn't you take any of the Indigenous leaders from Port Hedland?
Because I went on my own and I did not ask anybody else to go with me. I was invited by business. I was invited by the Prime Minister.
You were invited, you have the invitation.
I was invited by business and I was invited by the Prime Minister.
Do you have an invitation from the Prime Minister? Do you have the invitation from the Prime Minister? Letter, anything to show the documents?
No.
No? But you just now said you had an invite from the Prime Minister.
Mr. Peters, can we get to the point of your question?
No, I'm getting to the point. I'm coming to the point. Then, who financed your trip? Is it the town?
The town of Port Hedland.
So you just now said you took your own decision. You did not consult. And ratepayers are paying for your trip.
Can I ask you a question, Mr. Peters?
No, it's a question time for me, not for you.
That's okay. I'm just asking if I can ask you a question.
Yeah, so...
Would you not rather me tackle these issues?
I'll come to that point. I'll read this statement of the 24th of September 2015. The item need to be thrown out of this just another political stunt to make yourself popular, and you don't have clear understanding of the issue, which is a federal conversation that this local council should not be considering. You remember making this statement?
No, I don't recall.
This was, to jog your memory, it is you made this statement on 24th of September 2015. You yourself said this is a political stunt and you're yourself trying to make popular and don't have clear understanding of the issue which the federal...
Mr. Peters, can I have a question? What is your question?
The question is, it was a federal issue, and why did the local government take this matter to the Prime Minister?
Mr. Peters, I've answered that question.
Because, that will be a statement. So who paid for your Perth trip when you were with Andrew Forrest?
The towns pay for it. Mr. Peters, I do not allow anybody else to pay for any trips that I go on. The town pays for all my trips. So I'll just be clear on that. And the reason I want to be clear on that is so I'm not gagged by anybody. I do not have to say anything that somebody else wants me to say because they paid for my trip. So the town pays for all travel that I do in relation to the town.
So do you think this issue in this electronic media, it could have been resolved by just Skyping the Minister of Member of Parliament or the MLA?
I don't think...
visiting you, your visit?
Mr. Peters, I don't think it'd be appropriate to Skype the Prime Minister or the Premier of the state. They're pretty high-level people, and it would be much better for us to be in a face-to-face meeting with them, which is exactly what I did.
Good. So do you think it would have been better if you had to take Melissa Fass with you?
Mr. Peters, all politicians have the opportunity to tackle these issues head-on. They've been in politics for a long time. I've been living in this town for a long time. I've not seen that action. I'm taking that on myself. That's why we're doing what we're doing, showing leadership in these areas. And I say that I will not apologise for that, and it's money well spent.
But you understand, what I'm asking you is, it is a federal issue, and why did you take up this? This is a federal issue.
Mr. Peters, I've answered that question.
All right.
Do I have any other public questions? Short. I'll close public question time at 5:44.
Can I, sorry?
And open public statement time at 5:44. Do I have any public statements? Do I have any public statements from the gallery? No. Thank you. I will close public statement time at 5:45. Oh. 7.3, petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions. There is nil. Item 8, questions from members without notice. Councillor Gillingham.
No, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Hooper.
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Arif. Councillor Newbury.
Yes, just a couple of things, Mayor. I asked a couple of meetings ago concerning a letter to go to the Minister concerning drug sampling of the sewerage. I believe I saw the letter that went to the Minister. Has there been any reply?
I'm unaware of any reply currently. The letter has gone to the Minister, but we have not received any correspondence back yet.
Could we chase that up again first?
Yes, Councillor Newbury.
Two, I believe the manager of landfill was paid out last Friday. Could I please ask the cost to the town of that payout?
Through the chair, yep. I'll take that a notice and provide the cost. Yep. And the person involved, not the manager.
Oh, all right. Well, yep. Whatever position it was, just absolutely. I want to know the
yep.
cost.
Yep.
And also, just if there's a new structure to the landfill,
yep.
could I also have that too, please? Thank you. That's all.
Councillor Whitwell.
Could I ask what's happening with the availability of the South Hedland Aquatic Centre? Earlier last, well, that's my question. What's happening? When is it going to be finished?
So, Councillor Whitwell, the council went on a tour of the Aquatic Centre on Monday, and we were showing all of the issues that you know, the Aquatic Centre has, and the suggested time frame that you know, may be possible for the Aquatic Centre to be reopened would probably be late December. So that is not definite, but that is a best assumption, considering the amount of work that needs to be done. Tenders have to go out, and the works have to be done to get it up to a standard where the health department will actually allow it to be opened.
Why will this take 1.25 years since it was shut to actually concentrate on it?
Could you
why will this take 1.25 years since it was shut to actually have it going as a viable operation?
Well, no. Because we didn't have the capacity in our management team to find out the real issues that the swimming pool had, you know, to get it up to an operational standard. So, as you are well aware, we have replaced our executive team, and we've replaced our CEO, and we've also replaced our directors. And now we have, you know, people that can actually achieve good things for the town. And they've been able to pinpoint issues that the pool has had over I don't know how many years, and now we've got a good understanding of how to get the pool in an operational state, and and it continue to be in operational state for the next 3 to 5 years while we decide what to do with a asset that is at end of life. Would you like to add anything further, CEO?
Covered very well.
Thank you. Anything further, Councillor Whitwell?
In September 2016, yes, you announced that the port was going to be shut for the reasons of health, right?
Exactly.
Quite rightly.
Mm-hmm.
But that in that statement, you always and also announced that you were going to get an expert in at that stage to review it,
mm-hmm.
and it would be open early in the next year, which is mm-hmm. early this year.
Yeah.
Now, you had the you had the funding. So what happened?
The date that you asked that I stated that, Councillor, was that 2016?
That was in September. 2016.
Okay, so again, I go back to my original statement where I was taking advice from an executive that clearly wasn't up to the job, and that's why I come up with that that response. But now we have people that understand the situation the pool's in. We have employed professionals that. That have reviewed the operation of the pool, and we have got completely different advice from what we had previously. So now we are working on that advice, and like I've said, we more than likely have the pool opened in December of this year.
So when you got the advice from your expert, right, which you said you were going to appoint. What did he say, and what was
Councillor, that's an administrative matter. Council takes advice from the administration.
Yes.
Okay. Council takes advice from.
What can I say?
Okay. See ya.
There were two different questions that have been asked. The initial question was, this is a situation with a pool. What would it cost to renew everything? And the proposal that came to council at that stage was to replace all the pumps, pipes, and everything else. That advice came to council, and council made a decision to proceed with that. At that stage, there was a change in the team, and we asked a very different question. We went and looked at the pumps and the blowers and everything else and said, what parts of this equipment is working and what isn't? There were wires cut off, switched off, an absolute debacle. So two very different questions. And the consultants that we employed at that, we didn't employ consultants. For the pumps, we went to the pump providers and asked them very different questions, and we got very different answers. We can either replace the pumps and everything holus bolus, or we can renew the and reconnect and bring online at a cheaper cost. To tide us over to 3 to 5 or whatever number of years. So we've approached it very differently to the question and the direction that was provided before, both provided by professionals based on what they were asked to do.
Is there anything further, Councillor Whitwell?
Well,
sorry, and all that advice came to council.
Okay. The people in South Headland, how do they feel about this delay that they've got?
I'm sure they'd be upset with it, but as we've gone through this process, Councillor, well, you've been at this table, so the information that I have, you have as well, so I'm just a bit unclear as to what direction you're taking here. Do you have some other question that I can enlighten you with, some more information on the swimming pool that I haven't already provided?
Well, you didn't mention the part about the first advice you had. That first advice we got in here as well, and it wasn't acted upon. Now, that was well before things changed with the structure of the bureaucracy here. So you're saying that really there's such divergence, and you knew about the divergence at the time you stopped the project.
See ya.
the initial proposal to replace the pumps and everything else, there wasn't sufficient budget to act upon that direction at that stage, and hence we went back to find another way of addressing the issue and asked a different set of questions, and hence we were able to make considerable cost savings.
So that's correct. So the original budget came in at 1.2 or 1.5 million, and then it blew out to that's right. Yeah, going on to 3 million, which is when we took a different approach to it.
I had a figure which I saw today. Originally, it was 1.7 or something like that, and so it wasn't quite.
Do you have any other further questions, Councillor?
No, that's all.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Tarvo, do you have any questions?
No questions.
Thank you, Councillor Tarvo. Item 9, declarations of all members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper before the meeting. Can I have a show of hands, please? Thank you. Councillor Tarvo, is that a yes or a no?
Yes,
thank you. Item 7, Neil. Item 10, confirmation of minutes of previous meetings. 10.1, confirmation of minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday, the 26th of July, 2017. If the officer's recommendation on page 10, do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Move, Councillor Arif. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Gillingham. Do I have any against? Councillor Tarvo, for or against?
For.
Motion's passed 7-0. 10.2, confirmation of minutes of special council meeting held on Wednesday, the 26th of July, 2017. The officer's recommendation on page 10 again. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Councillor Arif moved. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Gillingham. Do I have any against? Councillor Tarvo, for or against?
For.
Motion's passed 7-0. Item 11, announcements by presiding member without discussion. As you can see, it's been a hectic month with a lot of governmental meetings and industry, and just in response to some of the stuff that was said previously, I am taking a proactive approach in trying to do something that reduces domestic and social related harm in our region. And again, I'll make no apologies for that. I hope that people don't forget the real issues that families across the Pilbara are facing, and the need to implement strategies that have measurable outcomes. Also, we are in discussions with all government agencies, and we are trying to hold them to account and ensure that the funding applied to their area is being spent wisely and correctly, and they are achieving outcomes. And let me tell you, that is a very, very hard job to tap into that, considering we're only a local government and it really is a state and federal responsibility. Okay. So members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on council decisions on items on this evening's agenda in which they may have an interest, until formal notification in writing by the town has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. Item 12, reports of officers. 12.1, corporate performance. 12.1.1, amendment of policy 2-007, purchasing, with the officer's recommendation on page 12. So, do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation 1 on page 12? Moved, Councillor Whitwell.
Second.
And Councillor Arif for second. Yes, thank you. Do I have any against? Councillor Tarvo, four against?
Four.
Motion is passed 7-0. Officer's recommendation 2. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation 2?
Sorry.
Move Councillor Arif. Seconder Councillor Gillingham. Do I have any against? Councillor Tarvo, four against?
Four.
The motion is passed 7-0. Proposed policy 4-009, a significant decision making. With the officer's recommendation on page 43, do I have a
So moved.
Move Councillor Hooper. Seconded Councillor Arif. Could I get a point of clarification? The 5%, can I just get a number on the 5%? It works out to be $1 million. Is that correct?
Correct.
Could I ask whether $1 million is too low, and why 5% was chosen? CEO?
Yeah. Through the chair, the 5% is the sort of gold standard that local governments are working on as a percentage of total rates, as to whether a project is significant or not. This is really a belts and braces approach to say what makes a project significant, and it's a percentage of the total spend.
Can I just get some advice on, is this the appropriate time to ask questions or not? Or should we maybe suspend standing orders and just ask a couple? Could I get a mover to suspend standing orders? Move Councillor Hooper. Can I have a seconder? Councillor Gillingham. Do I have any against?
Four.
Thank you, Councillor Tarvo.
Yes,
against? Okay, that's noted. Thank you. Six. One. There's no questions on this if he's against anyway, is there? No. Standing orders is suspended. What sort of the issue, I suppose, or something that I'm concerned about is consultation burnout with the community, considering the council is elected to make decisions. Why is the value so low? I would have thought, for instance, Pinga Street was 1.5 million in addition to the original. So the way I read this is that we would have had to have gone to public consultation to apply unbudgeted funds to Pinga Street to finish the job.
Yes. Through the chair, so this refers personally to the community engagement policy, and while it does stipulate that communication must be done, then the consultation policy looks at what is the right amount and type of engagement for a project. So for Pinga Street, there should have been consultation done at the beginning for a road, you would generally just do specific road users or people whose properties abut the road or may have drainage issues because of the road, and that would be the extent of it. So the whole community does not get engaged with on every significant decision. There just needs to be a community engagement plan that complies with the community engagement policy for those projects.
Okay.
This will also appear in the future as a line item in the agenda as to whether this is a significant or not a significant item. So it raises the awareness for elected members around decision making. That's more where it's directed. That's it. There's comfort that it, whether it is significant or not, and it might not only be around the financial impacts but also the social impacts. If it's something where there's a high degree of sensitivity in the community, we note it as being a significant project or issue.
Okay.
I just
want to
make comments. On a previous council university, but much bigger expense, they will put $1 million as being...
A question, councillor? We get a question.
That's
what
I
think. Is it open? Okay. Carry on.
Couldn't
hear you, so
I don't want to
talk well.
Okay, no worries. Do we have any other... Could I get a...
No questions last week. Junior briefing.
Okay. Do I get a mover to go back into... thank you, Councillor Hooper. And a seconder. Councillor Whitwell. Do I have any against? Hello. Thank you. 7-0. We have a mover in Councillor Hooper, a seconder in Councillor Arif. Do I have any against? Thank you. Motion's passed 7-0. Did I ask? Councillor Tarbo, was that?
Yes.
Yeah, that was... I thought I heard you say four. Yeah. Thank you. Development, sustainability and lifestyle. 12.2.1, Town of Port Hedland, 2017 Heritage Inventory, with the officer's recommendation on page 51.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to declare an interest on this one. With regard to agenda item 12.2.1, the Town of Port Hedland Heritage Inventory, I disclose I have an impartiality interest because I'm a member of the Historical Society, one of the groups contacted for this. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality on this matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly.
Thank you, Councillor Arif. Do I have any others that Councillor Whitwell?
2.1, Town of Port Hedland Heritage Inventory. I'm a member of the Historical Society. I declare that I have an impartiality interest. With regard to the agenda item, and it's 12.2.1, the title is Town of Port Hedland Heritage Inventory. I disclose that I have an impartiality interest because I'm a member of that committee, and as a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality on this matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly.
Thank you, Councillor Whitwell. Do I have a mover in the office recommendation? Move Councillor Hooper. Seconded Councillor Newbury. Do I have any against? Floor against, Councillor Tarbo? Councillor Tarbo?
Four.
Yeah. Motion's passed 7-0. Twelve point 2.2, scheme amendment number 80, rezoning lots 952 and 2046 Tyndall Street from other public purpose waste disposal and treatment to urban development, with the officer's recommendation on page 60. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Move Councillor Whitwell.
Second.
Councillor Gillingham. Do I have any against?
4.
Thank you, Councillor Tarlow. Motion's passed 7-0. Does everyone know where that is? Where that is? That's the old ponds on the top of Cook Point Drive. The old settling ponds, I think, evaporation ponds. So we have it's going to state planning, isn't it, for a zoning change. Maybe more houses. 12.2.3, amendment to policy 1-016, Town of Port Hedland, occupational health and safety, with the officer's recommendation on page 68. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Move Councillor Gillingham. Seconded Councillor Whitwell. Do I have any against? Councillor Tarbo, 4. Motion's passed 7-0. Item 13, reports of committees. There is nil. Item 14, motions with previous notice have been given. 14.1, notice of motion amendment to policy 1-025, media and communications. We have a officer's recommendation on page 76. Do I have just yes? Do we? I see. Okay, so we have Councillor Newbury's notice of motion, or we have the officer's recommendation. So do I have a...
I move the officer's recommendation.
Officer's recommendation. Moved Councillor Gillingham. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Hooper. Is it? Okay, so the option was given. So I have a mover in Gillingham, a seconder in Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? Councillor Tarva?
4.
Motion's passed 7-0. Item 15, new business of an urgent nature. 15.1, statement of financial activity for the period ending 31st of July 2017. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation?
Sorry.
Move Councillor Arif. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? Councillor Tarvo, 4 against?
4.
Motion's passed 7-0. So, item 16, matters for which the meeting may be closed, confidential matters. We have one confidential matter we need to discuss, so... thank you, members of the public, for attending. You can stay outside while we discuss it, and come back in when we're finished, if you like. Got to get members of the public to evacuate before.
Yeah, because I might decide not to.
Good. Yes. Could I get a mover to go into confidence. Move Councillor Gillingham, seconded Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? Councillor Tarvo?
Four.
Motion's passed 7-0. Can I get a mover to come out of confidence? Move Councillor Hooper. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Gillingham? Do I have any against?
Four.
Motion's passed 6-0. Councillor Whitwell, the officer's recommendation was passed 6-0 on the sale of Kingsford Smith Box. Item 17. Come back in, so that's fine.
Actually, you haven't asked Councillor Tarvo if he's got anything approved leave of absence for the next meeting because he came in after. So if you can ask him if he's
got
it.
Councillor Tarvo?
Yes.
Did you want any approved leave of absence for the following month or any time?
Not required, thanks.
Not required?
No.
Thank you. Item 17, closure, 17.1, date of next meeting. The next ordinary council meeting will be held on Wednesday, the 27th of September 2017, commencing at 5:30, with a public agenda brief and being held on Wednesday, the 20th of September 2017, commencing at 5:30. So I'll close tonight's meeting at 6:28.